See the mycelium?
Yep.
I've been concentrating to get that happening.
So you've put the moss on top?
The peat moss goes on top, about 50 mil of peat moss on top.
Right. And this is the...
The mushroom compost.
The mushroom compost, okay.
The mushroom compost is combined with straw, chicken manure and gypsum.
Okay.
My father was a shoemaker in Spain. We came to Australia in 1967. I always wanted to be a farmer, but being a big family in Melbourne, Mum didn't let me to go to Wangaratta College to learn farming, so I became a fiddling turner.
But now the dream's come true.
It took years and passion and determination got me here.
When Chris Peugeot and partner Anne-Marie stumbled across second-hand mushroom growing equipment for sale in the classifieds of a rural newspaper 3 years ago, their lives changed forever. Chris was finally able to realise his lifelong dream of being a farmer.
Gradually you have to introduce fresh air, otherwise the mushroom goes out of shape and everything else.
Hello, I'm Laura Poole. Chris and Anne-Marie have established their business, Gippsland Mushrooms, on a small block at Blackwood Forest near Wonthaggi in southwest Gippsland. From six climate-controlled rooms, they can produce up to 800 kilograms of mushrooms a week, supplying local restaurants and farmers markets.
Nobody grows mushrooms in Gippsland, anywhere from Dandenong all the way to Mallacoota. And I thought it was something different. And you don't need a big space, you don't need 100 acres. Half an acre, a quarter of an acre will do the job on a small shed. You can grow them all year round, whether it's rain, hot, it's always the same temperature inside those rooms, picking mushrooms.
So what's the turnaround for a mushroom crop?
Well, once you start putting, once you put the peat moss, 18 days afterwards, we get the first crop. And normally you get about six flushes. Flushes are crops, so you can get six crops. And the more crops you get, the more chances of disease. So you're trying to get probably four or five crops and then fill up the room again. We've got six rooms and it's a six-week cycle. So you always got the same amount of mushroom every time. When we really started and we were learning, we only had three rooms. But some weeks we had more mushroom and some week we had nothing. And the customer wasn't sort of, they wanted the same amount of mushrooms every week.
And unlike many farms in Gippsland, it's actually quite warm in your shed. The temperature's really important as well.
It's very critical. The first 5 days of the crop, you have to get it to the right temperature. Otherwise, the mycelium won't grow. But afterwards, the CO2, it's very high. It can be anywhere up to 10,000 compared to a normal outside, 600. But after the 5 days, you introduce fresh air slowly and it will come down to 80, 90 degrees. So that's when you start getting the crop.
How many times a week do you harvest?
We can harvest 3 weeks. Well, it's 24/7 because the mushroom double the size within 24 hours. So as you start picking, they're already starting to grow. By the time you finish picking one room, you can already see that they already have grown.
So harvesting every day?
It's every day of the week, seven days a week all year round.
It sounds just as hard as dairy farming.
Oh, not quite. I mean, you don't have to go there on a motorbike bringing the dairy cattle in because you're indoor and it's a lot relaxing. You can talk to the mushrooms if you like. They're a great listener.
And what sort of quantities are you producing?
We can produce anything from 500 to 800 kilos a week.
You can try this mushroom if you like. Raw. When you eat it, just keep chewing it and make it into a paste in your mouth and you will see the flavour, even the crunchy of it.
And what are your goals? Where do you want to take the business?
I'm not quite sure. I've got no time to think about it anymore. It's taking over my life. If you want a lifestyle, don't grow mushrooms. It's a 7 days a week and you cannot just run away and come back 2 days later. They have to be fed, they have to be water, and you have to be on top of it every time. But it's very rewarding and overwhelming with our customers.